Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 7th, 2017. Sally, what am I doing? 2015. This is your morning interview, and we have Sally Helm in the studio with us. Hi, Sally. Sally is the Story Lab coordinator for the Island Institute, and she is here to talk about their first ever summer session, which will take place June 1st to June 5th. And culminate in a performance on June 6th. It'll be led by a Juneau-based storyteller named Brett Dillingham, I was reading. So who is Brett Dillingham? Not from Dillingham,
based in Juneau. Brett is, I'd say, so he's a storyteller slash educator. He has done both of those things in his career. So he tells his own stories as an artist and performs. He's a really good performer from everything I've heard, sort of one of those people who can make a room go silent when he starts talking. So that's one side of what he does. But he also is a really experienced educator, has sort of developed this whole curriculum around something he calls performance literacy. So we're bringing him in to help teach some of that to our Story Lab students this summer.
As far as you understand it, what is performance literacy?
So I think it is basically an expanded definition of what we think of as literacy. So I think when I think of literacy, I mostly think of reading and writing. And so, okay, so you get better at reading and you are more literate if you can read more things and understand them and write more things. And I think Brett sort of adds many dimensions to that base definition. So for one thing, he says, okay, reading and writing, but there's also speaking and listening, which to be sort of like a literate person in the world, you need to be able to do those two things really well as well. Like you have to be able to read and write for sure, but speaking and listening is sort of equally important and something that we don't practice as much necessarily in an academic setting. So there's that extra element. And then he also sort of puts it in this context where he's like, okay, if you really want to be literate, that's also about comprehension. And not just like reading comprehension questions sort of thing, but like comprehending your place in a context. So he does a lot of work where he will link his storytelling process to other disciplines, like other subjects in school, and also to sort of the wider context of his students' lives. So a lot of sort of cultural literacy stuff, which I'd heard that term, but sort of never really made the literacy jump when thinking about it. But he sort of brings that all together in this big performance literacy soup of different sort of elements, making a whole literate person. So I'm super excited to learn from him and sort of see what that program's all about. He's really experienced in making it happen.
You know, performance literacy sounds like a more critical type of public speaking.
Yeah.
Because in Europe, giving oral exams is quite common. Like students have to get up and give a presentation.
Yeah.
But in American schools, we don't do that as much. And public speaking, I think, is commonly cited as among people's biggest fear.
Totally.
And you described standing up in front of people and speaking, but it sounds like it's a little more than that.
Yeah, I think because you get a lot of lead up to figure out how you're going to tell that story once you get up there. I mean, the setup of the camp will be sessions 5 days, Monday through Friday, and then a performance on Saturday of the story that you've been working on. But there's going to be, you know, a research phase of telling that story. We're probably going to use the Sheldon Jackson Museum for some inspiration for that, for some of those stories. And then telling your story to someone else one-on-one, letting them help you refine it, telling it to the whole group, just the other people in the camp, and then finally telling it to an audience. So I think it will be sort of, and some of it will be about, you know, performance techniques, as public speaking is, like gesture and expression and speaking loudly and planting your feet and things like that. But some of it will be about story, crafting a story, how to make it have a good arc, how to sort of notice the different parts of the story and tell them well. So yeah, I think it'll be both things.
We're going to have some details at the end of our interview about who can participate in this workshop and how. But at the moment, I want to play you just a quick clip from Brett Dillingham, Storytelling in Action. This is a tale he told to a bunch of kids. So you will hear some giggling. That's some music. We're going to turn that off. Here we go.
Then all of a sudden, I heard. What's that? I looked up, and on a street lamp, there's this big black raven looking at me like that. Raven, man. Ravens are known all over the world. I knew about them. They can make sounds. They can imitate cars, and they can imitate water dripping and cats and stuff like that. I thought, oh, Mr. Raven, that's pretty good. I said, but I bet I could sound just like you. So I went. And that raven went. So I tried again. I went. Like that. And I didn't sound like him, but every time I tried, I came closer and closer to find it. I went. Sounded just like that raven. Because that's what I was. I was a raven. I changed into a raven. Cool, man. Because I always wanted to fly. So I went. I was flying.
So, Brett Dillingham goes on to tell the story of a boy learning the power of sound and taking flight as a raven. It sounds like he's taking stories and he's really adding physicality to them. I mean, you can hear the sound effects, and also he is literally flapping his arms when he gets to this point of the boy taking off to fly. This is the kind of storytelling the students are going to be engaged in participate in the session.
Definitely. And I've watched some clips of him working with students. And I think one thing that he does is when you see him tell a story, he has these gestures that are very specific and tied to specific parts of the story. And you can definitely tell that he has practiced them. And you can sort of see in the tape of him working with students that's awkward for most people when you first start adding those gestures. It feels a little weird. But when you see him do it, it looks super fluid and it really works. So I think one of the things that he does is he'll have you practice doing those gestures and get you comfortable with them before you go in front of an audience, which I think is really cool, just having, you know, done some storytelling and seen storytelling performances, that it can be hard to know what to do with all your human energy when you start trying to perform. And I think that's something people feel that makes them afraid of public speaking. So I think this is a good tip for people to pick up around that.
What was your, it sounds like you had a live storytelling experience in your life. What was that like for you to turn your real life into a story you told to an audience?
Yeah, I did. I told a story my senior year of college. There was the first of what has now become sort of a big thing. The first storytelling event, there were five stories, I think, all from people's lives. And I noticed that, so first you had to audition for this, and I was pretty nervous to do that. And I noticed that just telling the story a few times in front of my mirror was super, super helpful. So I think that having this week to prepare for this storytelling performance will be a really awesome experience for people to pick up tools and figure out how you really need to get ready for that type of public speaking, because it's super hard. And the first time you do it, it often comes out sort of jumbled. And I think Brett will be great at helping people make a structure for that. But also then telling it out loud and getting feedback from an audience, I think, is super helpful for figuring out how to tell a story well. The particular story that I told was about a time that I went on a spur of the moment trip for New Year's Eve last year to Las Vegas. And it was but the bulk of the story is no action. It's me trying to figure out if I'm going to go on this trip and not going and deciding that I will go and deciding that I won't go, and sort of figuring out how to make that dramatic was a challenge for me. And then hearing an audience respond to it, I think, was a really helpful lesson in that type of storytelling, how you can build tension and drama, even if there isn't something huge happening. So I'm really excited, because that's the type of skill that we've been working on in Story Lab in the more writing-focused sessions throughout the year. And I think this just offers a new angle on that, and sort of a way to learn by doing.
You know, I think a lot of folks who've lived in Sitka for a long time, when they think of the Island Institute, they think of writing, like physical, tangible writing that you read.
Yeah, and literature and stuff like that.
And literature, and the students, I assume, will be writing down these stories. But the emphasis is more on the the vocal performance. The session is called Story and Voice. Mm-hmm. Why did you make that the focus of this for the first summer session ever, to make it performance based?
Yeah, well, that's a goal of ours with Story Lab is, I think actually originally way back when we were thinking of it as Writing Lab, that was what it was first called. And then we decided, no, we really want to make an effort to expand that definition of story, because I think sort of conversation and story have really been at the heart of the Island Institute's work for a long time. It's sort of all about sharing perspectives and sort of the change that can bring in people when they hear what other people have to say and articulate what they have to say, which is obviously a huge part of literature. And I think that's why those things have become tied together. But we really wanted to make an effort in this sort of education focused branch of our work to make sure that definition was expanded, that people sort of felt like there were many entry points to telling stories and starting those conversations, because I think everyone sort of has a different level of comfort on all these things, right? So some people don't consider themselves writers and some people don't consider themselves public speakers, but might feel more comfortable in one or the other of those areas. And I think Brett's whole approach is about, you know, making that a really multifaceted experience. So there are many entry points for different people who are at different places in their sort of work and thinking about that kind of thing.
Who can sign up and how can they sign up?
Yes. So we're going to have two sessions, a morning session for younger kids, so rising second through sixth graders, so people currently in first through fifth grade, and then an afternoon session for older kids, so up through 12th grade. And you can sign up by contacting me, Sally Helm, by email, sally@iialaskaspelledout.org, or calling the Island Institute offices, 747-3794. You can also visit iialaska.org, our website, to find information about that.
And how much does the session cost?
It is $125 per student, but we have financial aid available, and we're really committed to making sure that anyone who wants to participate definitely can. So don't let that be a barrier. You can contact me for a financial aid application. And the sessions are going to be capped at around 15 students. So we don't have a sign-up deadline, and that number is a bit flexible, but we are going to cap it at some point.
And that's taking place June 1st through the 5th, with a culminating performance on June 6th, in which these students can share their stories with the community.
Yeah.
Sally Helm is the Story Lab coordinator with the Island Institute. Contact her if you're interested in signing up for this summer session. Sally, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you, Emily.